Audio, EU2.
Hi, I am Liam.
Hello, I am Maya.
Hi, I am Chloe.
And I am Noah. Today we are diving into the world of income and taxes.
Imagine the excitement of opening your very first paycheck for a new job. You remember the salary offer you signed in your contract and you have been dreaming about what you will buy. But when you look at your bank account, the number is smaller than you expected. This can be a shock for any learner. It is not a mistake by your boss, and it is not money that has simply disappeared. This is the difference between gross income and net income. Gross income is the total amount you earned before any money was taken out. Net income is what actually lands in your pocket. As a learner, you should feel comfortable discussing these numbers with your employer or a mentor. Understanding why your pay fluctuates is a vital skill for managing your life and your household. It helps you set realistic expectations for your spending and your savings.
Liam is right. That gap between gross and net is where your contributions to society happen. In the European Union, your employer is often required to make automatic deductions from your pay. These deductions are not just random costs. They are earmarked for building your future assets and providing you with rights. For example, a portion of your pay goes toward your state pension, which is money you will use when you retire. Another part goes towards Social Security, which covers you if you get sick or lose your job. You might also see deductions for health insurance or even private savings plans. When you compare different job offers, you should look at the full pay package and not just the hourly rate. One job might offer a lower salary but have better contributions to your insurance or a higher pension match. These benefits are worth real money and can make a huge difference in your long-term financial well-being.
To stay on top of this, you must understand every entry on your payslip. Your payslip is a legal document that explains exactly how your pay was calculated. It shows your hours worked, your hourly rate, and every single deduction. As a learner, you should check your payslip every single month. Compare your actual income against what you expected to receive. If the numbers differ, you should seek to analyze why. Perhaps you worked extra hours, or maybe a tax rate changed. You also need a plan for your financial records. It is very important to store these documents in a place where you can find them later. Many people use cloud storage, but you must be aware of the security implications. Always use strong passwords and keep multiple backups of your records, including digital formats. If you ever find an error in your records, you should query it immediately and ask for it to be corrected. Having an orderly system for your contracts and payslips makes you a much more confident and prepared person.
Now let us talk about the big picture of why we pay taxes. As a learner, you might wonder where that money goes. Taxes are collected by the government to pay for the services we all use every day. This includes the roads you drive on the schools where we learn, and the hospitals that take care of us when we are ill. In the European Union, we have a shared responsibility to contribute to these public services. It is important to accept your tax duty because it ensures the stability and quality of our communities. If taxes are not paid, there can be serious consequences, such as heavy fines or legal action. You should also be aware of the different types of taxes. There is income tax, which is taken from your salary, and there is goods and services tax, which you pay when you buy things. Some financial products, like mortgages or pensions, might have special tax treatments. You can often use online tax services provided by the government to check your obligations and even claim refunds if you have paid too much. Staying informed about tax policies helps you budget more effectively for the long term.
Understanding your income also means knowing where it comes from. Most people have earned income which comes from a job or a business. But as you grow, you might also have unearned income. This could be interest from a savings account, dividends from investments, or even money from renting out an asset. All of these sources of income must be declared to the tax authorities. It is your responsibility to be honest about what you earn. If you are looking for legal ways to increase your income, you might consider taking on a side project, pursuing entrepreneurship, or even changing your career path. Different jobs are associated with different levels of income over time. A career in a specialized field might start with lower pay, but lead to much higher earnings later on. You should take practical steps to pursue a career that aligns with your goals. Being confident in your career choices allows you to take calculated risks and seek out new opportunities that can increase your financial security.
As you earn more, you must also think about your future needs. One of the most important rules for any learner is that your expenditure should ideally not exceed your income. This is the foundation of financial health. It is also vital to recognize that you will need a sufficient income when you are retired. You should start setting aside a portion of your income for retirement as early as possible. Even small amounts saved today can grow into a significant sum over several decades. Assessing your current needs and making a realistic assessment of your future income allows you to preserve your standard of living. You should be motivated to find ways to generate enough income to cover your life today while also building a bridge to your future self. This might involve adjusting your budget or seeking out a job with better, long-term growth potential. Taking responsibility for your managing your finances now will give you immense peace of mind later in life.
Finally, let us talk about the legal side of your income. Whenever you start a new job or buy a major asset, you will likely sign a contract. A contract has serious legal implications, so you must understand what you are agreeing to. In our digital world, an electronic signature can have the same legal value as a signature in person. Before you sign anything, whether it is on paper or on a screen, you should check the document thoroughly. Look at the terms and conditions, the benefits, and the notice periods. If there is something you do not understand, you should never be afraid to ask for advice from a professional or a trusted mentor. Once a contract is signed, you must file it in an orderly way, so you can refer to it if there is ever a dispute. Keeping track of all your financial agreements and records is a sign of a truly empowered learner. It protects your rights and ensures that everyone involved follows the rules.
To help you master these concepts, let us look at some clear pros and cons. A pro of checking your payslip every month is that you can catch errors early and get them fixed. A con of ignoring your payslip is that you might lose out on money that belongs to you. A pro of using online tax tools is that they make filing much faster and more accurate. A con of not declaring all your income is the risk of high penalties from the government. By weighing these out, you can see why being proactive is always the best strategy. We also suggest a few simple tips. One is to set up a dedicated folder for all your pay records. Another is to calculate your net income before you make any big purchase decisions. And finally, always keep an eye on how different career paths might change your income potential in the future. These small steps will help you build a very strong financial foundation.
We hope this session has made you feel more prepared and motivated to manage your income. Understanding the link between your hard work and the public services around you is a powerful realization. It makes you a more engaged and responsible member of society. Remember that this video is a highlight of the key concepts you need to know. For more detailed examples on how to read specific payslip entries or how to calculate your expected tax, you should read the full lesson. There you will find the formulas and the step-by-step guides to help you succeed. You have the potential to take full control of your financial life, and we are proud of the progress you are making. Keep learning and stay focused on your goals.
Managing your money is a skill that gets easier with practice. By paying attention to the details today, you are setting yourself up for a much brighter tomorrow. Take a moment now to look at your most recent records or plan your next career step. Small actions today lead to big results in the future. Goodbye for now and stay motivated in your journey toward financial independence.
Stay confident.
And stay curious.
Goodbye.
Previous lesson. Back to course. Next lesson.